If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. All right, we have back with us again an old friend. Dr. Wu has been with us in the past, and she's always so fascinating, and we're so glad to have you with us. Dr. Wu, thank you for coming back on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I understand now you want to be called Catherine. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. That makes it nice and easy. Now, you're going to be speaking at the Metricon Conference November 7th, I understand. We're so glad to have you back again with us. And what is this you're going to be talking about, using grapes as a magic bullet to fight against free radicals in the eye? Something to do with cataract prevention or something? Grapes?
Yes. So that is my new baby now. Because let me give you a little bit of introduction about this project and where this is going and why I have this idea. So first of all, cataract is a serious issue in the eye. Basically, cataract is the most common cause of vision loss in people over age 40, and is the principal cause of blindness in the world. So apparently this is a big issue. So currently, the only option for the cataract patient is to receive a cataract surgery if the cataract is severe enough to affect their visions. So although it is a relatively short procedure, basic cataract surgery in the United States would cost roughly about $4,000 per year, per eye, and even $5,000 per eye if treated with laser. So not only this procedure has high price tag, it also comes with some complications. For example, posterior capsule opacity, abbreviated as PCO. So it's not an easy thing. And then right now, the patient unfortunately has very limited options. So that is the reason I dedicated myself in the eye research and focusing on both cataract as well as age-related macular degeneration, which I reported in the previous conference. But for this year, our research is focused on the cataract.
Okay, well, you know, I've had cataract surgery myself, so I know what you're talking about. And it was pretty remarkable what it did for me, as a matter of fact, to have the cataract surgery, and I had it some years ago. But anyway, so I understand exactly what you're saying. But you're using grapes. Now, you don't mean eating grapes. You're talking about the substance in grapes or something? Or how do the grapes apply to cataract therapy? And are you talking about prevention, or are you talking about curing?
Oh, here we have this exciting opportunity because we got a grant from the California Table Grape Commission. So basically this commission will have a research grant to support the researcher to study the health benefit of grape as well as grape powders. So basically I saw the list of the grant that previously sponsored, and I saw a lot of publications and know a lot about the grape as well as the grape powder, which is the freeze-dried form of grapes. So I realized that there are a lot of like potentials. For example, the grape may protect your heart and control the blood pressure, and also to improve the cognitive capacity, as well as delay the aging. And particularly in the eye, the grape powder has been found to improve the vision and to fight against the retinal degeneration. However, no one really touched the area of cataract, because right now I have been living in Texas for about more than 5 years. I know how strong and bright Texas sun can be, especially that means the UV light, and people are driving all of the places without wearing sunglasses, and sunglasses without the protection of sunglasses, UV is known to be one of the major risk factors for cataract formation.
Okay.
So here I have the grape powder as well as the grape as the potential treatment. And in Texas and in across the United States, a lot of people have cataracts. And the grape powder has shown some health benefit in the ocular tissue. So I think, why don't I just marry this two ideas together and see if grape consumption can actually prevent the cataract formation.
Okay, well, you're talking about grape consumption, but that would have to be an awful lot of grapes, wouldn't it? And you're funded now by a California grape interest, so that's interesting that's happening. But you're talking about people ingesting a large amount of grape powder or grapes or something, and that's going to prevent cataracts, or it's going to lessen the effect of cataracts?
Okay, that's actually a very, very good question. So first of all, let me give you some background about this research. What did we use?
Okay.
So instead of feeding the animals, for first of all, this is not a clinical research. We used the mice as the models, and UV induced the cataract formation in mice to mimic the human cataract development. And instead of feeding the animals with the fresh grapes, we have the freeze-dried grape powder, which is made from a composite of fresh red, green, and black California grapes based on actual consumption patterns of consumers. And so basically it is a mix of seeded and seedless varieties that have been frozen, ground with food quality dry ice, freeze-dried, and then reground using a processor. So basically this grape powder contains all the ingredients that found in the fresh grapes. So it's just the easy form of fresh grapes.
Okay, so easy, no muss, no fuss. And then what you mean that people should administer this with spoonfuls of it on some sort of a regimen, maybe a daily basis or several times a day or something? Or
for human, the easiest way is just to go to your nearest grocery store and purchase fresh grapes, because it gives you the taste as well as the health benefit. The only reason we use grape powder is to make our research more standardized, and then it's an easy comparison. So I do not suggest the regular consumers to really eat the grape powder, because it loses a lot of fantastic flavor, and you lose the joy of eating grapes. So that is the only thing that we do for the research purpose.
Well, Doctor, I would think that the grape powder would be more concentrated, and maybe you could only eat so many grapes, but I would think the powder could be ingested in larger amounts, and you get a higher concentration. Wouldn't you agree?
I will say that is not as much as you thought. So basically, according to our research, you only need to consume like a portion, like a cup of fresh grape per day, so that it is enough to give you some health benefit already.
What about those of us who don't like grapes? I mean, you know, I don't like grapes, and some people get their grapes in wine. I mean, if I was going to take grapes, that's the way I'd want to have it. Is that just as good?
That is also highly recommended, because as far as we know, one of the major ingredients in the grape is resveratrol, which is also you can easily found in the wine. So these polyphenols can provide really good health benefit. For example, like anti-aging, as well as protect your vision, and also some anti-cancer properties.
Okay, so what you're recommending then is that we all eat grapes, at least a cup of grapes a day. And does it matter if they're what kind of grapes they are? I mean, there's several different kinds of grapes. Is there a particular type of grape that's better?
We use like a mixture of seeded and seedless varieties, but from my point of view, I usually would recommend the grape with darker color. For example, the black one, or really the red ones, because if it is the black ones or any like fruit with a dark color, usually it's the indication of stronger antioxidant capacity, because the chemical structure that give you that darker color usually contains like double bond, which will definitely have a very strong antioxidant property. That is the reason why I strongly recommend people to consume black or dark red fresh fruit.
Now, what if somebody already has cataracts? Will this lessen the degree of the cataract severity, or is this something that should be started, say, at age 30 or something like that, and continue on to prevent cataracts?
I think that is also a very, very good question. My strategy is always like, when you have the problem, you just deal with it. But the best strategy to solve a problem is to prevent it from it happening. Mm-hmm. So let me rank it. Number one, once you are young, energetic, and then you have a clear vision, don't take it for granted. So eat as much healthy diet as possible and regularly consume some grapes. And also don't forget to wear your sunglasses, especially when you're in Texas or Florida. And this is the three things that it can help you to prevent the cataract from happening. However, if you already have the cataract, don't panic. Just continue a healthy lifestyle. At least this will help you to prevent the progression of cataract. So wherever you are, just be positive, but be proactive. Try to live a healthy lifestyle, and then you will get health benefit out of it. And less painful procedures and less medical bills and more happy smiles and more sharp vision. That is my suggestion.
So start eating a cup of grapes as early in life as you possibly can. Continue it every day, and intersperse it with some nice dark wine. And you want the dark grapes, not the light ones, and the dark wine, the red wine, and all that is will help prevent cataracts, especially when someone wears sunglasses, and with the UV protection in the glasses, and those sorts of things can be very beneficial for the eye. That's the main message. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think that is the main message that we want to deliver through this scientific research.
I can see why the state of California wanted to finance your research, though, because they're the biggest grape growers, I think, in the country. Anyway, the other thing I was hoping you could update us on the age-related macular degeneration, because that's the most common retinal disorder, and 25 million people worldwide are affected by it. And I've got signs of it. My eye doctor says it's, you know, it's kind of there. And so, is there a cure?
So far, the answer is it depends. So if you develop wet AMD, which is caused by new vascularization in the retina, and then the answer is partially yes, because at least you have the option to have this intraocular injection with the anti-VEGF antibody that can significantly slow the progression of the wet AMD. So that is the good news. But the bad news is that for those who develop dry form of AMD, so the cause is not related with neovascularization, unfortunately, currently, there is no treatment. The only option that the patient have is to consume a cocktail of antioxidants to slow down the progression. But the therapeutic benefit is very limited. So we have good news and bad news. For AMD, it just still remains the most challenging area of research, because we still lack of the weapons to fight against AMD in both wet form as well as the dry form.
Yeah, and that's something you and I spoke of last time we were on the phone talking about this in the past. And the most common is the one that cannot be treated. But you're doing some work with antioxidants, and you're looking for compounds to may serve as leads in the development of new pharmaceutical products. Is that coming along pretty good?
It is coming along very, very good, because as we mentioned in the previous years, and we developed this good models that can mimic the dry AMD developed in the human, and also we pinpoint one of the potential way of why dry AMD happening is due to the lack of protection of antioxidant enzymes. So with aging and oxidative stress and all those stimulus and bad environment, and then you don't have the self-defense system, and then that's the part of the reason people develop dry AMD. So recently we move on and try to see if we can fix these issues. So basically we tried a different kinds of like antioxidant and see if those compounds can get some protective effects to the retina, and we got some really good result.
Oh, really? Okay. So what sort of antioxidants then should we take? And do the grapes cover that too, or is there some different antioxidant that we should be taking to prevent age-related macular degeneration?
That's a good question. I think the answer is I think the grape definitely can be a way to go, because according to some other researchers' publications, and then the grape consumption definitely has a lot of retinal health benefit. So basically consume grape powder, the grapes, the fresh grapes, as well as this powder form, as well as the wine, not only can protect the lens, but also the retina tissue, and potentially prevent AMD as well. So this is a good news. So, but for our research, we found something from the traditional Chinese medicinal herb, and then we extracted a single compound called the Salvia nolic acid B, which has really strong antioxidant properties. So we tested by using cells that is called retinal pigment epithelial cells, and we found that this compound can significantly protect the RPE cells from oxidative damage. And currently we're using the in vivo study and see if this strong super antioxidant can reverse the retinal aging as well as dry AMD in the animal. So everything is under is ongoing right now. I'm very excited about our pilot study, and I think antioxidant is the right way to go.
Do you you think that it isn't going to be too long before we can buy this antioxidant over the counter in some sort of a supplemental pill form or powder or something like that? Do you see that coming?
I think it's still at a very early stage. I want to be like a little bit conservative with that topic, because we can definitely buy the antioxidant, for example, like resveratrols or some other, you know, like lycopene, for all those well-established supplementations. But they, as compared with the antioxidant that we're studying right now, they have less antioxidant power. But since our compound is very, very new, so I think it's going to take us a little bit more time to actually put it on the market. It's in the form of medications or a supplementation. So unfortunately, everybody has to be a little bit patient with us. We're working very hard, but we need a little bit more time.
Okay, you're very, very informative on this. What did I forget to ask you? Is there something that we haven't covered? Because I want to be sure and get the message home.
Everybody said that, okay, so whenever you develop this chronic diseases, for example, like AMD or even hypertension, the most frequent questions that we get from the patients that, oh, I don't see anything that bothering me. I don't feel the headache, or I don't feel like the vision. I think I'm fine. But actually, those diseases are chronic. Maybe they will not hurt you right now, but if you don't do anything to treat it or to reverse it or to prevent it from happening, and then it will be very quickly that you see this kind of like symptoms that really bothers you. But once you see those symptoms, that at that time there's very little thing that we can do. Currently, although people are really investing a lot of time and resources into the dry AMD study, I think we still have very limited options. Maybe it's just the stem cells, or it's just like antioxidant, but both of these directions will require a long time before we can really put this into the clinical setting. So the best and safest way is to be proactive, eating healthy, as well as take some supplementations that they can easily get from over-the-counter. Wait until your vision really gets affected. So I think, like I said, you can find a supplementation over-the-counter in a CVS or Walgreens with a cocktail of the antioxidant. That is the one to go.
Okay.
And that is according to a really large clinical scale that initiated by the NEI. So basically, did they observe if a cocktail of antioxidant really can slow the progression of dry AMD? And then the answer is yes. So basically, I strongly encourage you to take it on a daily basis so that maybe 10 or 20 years down the road, your vision will not get affected at all. Yeah, I think we covered everything. You are really sharp ones, and you get all my messages very, very quickly, and you deliver it very nicely to the audience. I truly appreciate your time.
Oh, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being on the program with us again. Catherine Wu, Assistant Professor of Pharmaceutical Sciences, the University of North Texas Health and Science Center, College of Pharmacy. Fascinating stuff. Eat lots of grapes. That can help prevent cataracts and also will add antioxidants that may stave off development of the dry adult aging macular degeneration. And so thank you so much for being with us. We're going to look forward to seeing you at the Metricon Conference on November 7th in Hearst, Texas. And it's so good. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz.